Hello, you're listening to the Sunday Show Tunes podcast. I'm Paul.
And I'm Maureen. Stay tuned because this week we'll be chatting with Tony Award winner Lilias White about her career.
And we're catching up with American cabaret star and West End favorite Lorna Dallas. Award-winning Lilias White, whose career has spanned over 40 years, won a Tony for her performance as Sonia in Cy Coleman's The Life and was Tony nominated for her work as Fumilayo in Fella. We're excited to say she's coming across the pond to offer two different concerts at London Crazy Cock, and we have Lilias with us now. We are thrilled you're here, Lilias. Hi, how are you?
I'm here. I'm great. I'm wonderful.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's great to have you here. We're so excited, as we said, about the gigs at Crazy Cocks. Tell us about the two different shows. What can we expect?
Well, the Lilias White Effect is more of an autobiographical journey from my beginnings in Brooklyn, New York, to the Broadway stage. With some bumps along the way. And the other show, Hoagie and Friends, is really a great compilation of music by extraordinary writers like Hoagie Carmichael, Cy Coleman, Johnny Mercer. So we got a mixed bag of stuff in there, and Billy and I will be doing duets and solos in that show as well.
Brilliant.
Oh, fantastic.
So you mentioned that one of them's kind of autobiographical. What's it like revisiting your career? I mean, 40 years worth of career. How do you decide which bits to leave in and which bits to leave out?
Well, I try to tell the truth and make it as real as my life has been. It's been quite a journey so far. And I try to tell the truth. I try to stay in the moment and tell the truth about, you know, the ups and downs of my life and the things that I still hope for. Whoa. So you're going to hear some of those, just little stories and tidbits, you know, about what I've been through, about being married and, you know, all that led to.
That might be some of the bumps.
Yeah, definitely.
I love that, what that led to.
And now your shows are going to be flip-flopping, aren't they? You're going to be doing, you know, every other night you're going to be doing your autobiographical show, and then every other night you're going to be doing the Hoagie Carmichael, you know, and Friends show. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
How do you switch between the two energies, you know, every other night? Do you have to put on a, you know, a different hat? Is it a different energy? What are your tricks?
Well, my tricks are staying off the phone, being as quiet as I can during the day. Excuse me, making sure that I know what I'm doing from moment to moment. And I will switch very carefully because it's going to be kind of night after night that we'll be doing these shows one after the other. So you may not see me at the pub.
That very British place.
Yes, very British place. There's so many of them there. I was astounded by that.
Every corner, it's like a Starbucks.
Yeah, you know, sometimes two in a block, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But so you will see me hanging out, but I'll be trying to take as good a care of myself as I can. And staying in the moment so that, you know, you hear the stories firsthand about what's going on in my life. Mm.
So we'd like you to tell us a bit about your first studio album, which finally arrived. It took a long time. It took a long time to get here. It is a brilliant album, Lilias.
And we have been wanting this for a very long time.
It's so much fun. The arrangements are just perfect on it. And it literally does make you happy. As the title says, get yourself some happy. What tipped the balance? What made you decide that you actually wanted to finally record that solo album?
Well, I think that time allowed for that to happen. It was divine timing. The fact that I wasn't in a show. I've been trying to do a recording of a personal studio album for many years, but I had kids to take care of and I was going from show to show, thank God, I'm knocking wood on that. And I was always working, so I didn't have the time to put in to get it done completely. I've done lots of show tune albums, lots of cast albums and different things like that, but I hadn't done a full album. I'd done one and it didn't get released and the guy ran away with the money and it was kind of messy. So we don't really talk about that, but we finally got it done. Timothy Graffenreid was our captain at the helm, so to speak. And he and I had worked together for many years. He was my musical director for my live shows. Right. And we'd been working on different, we did some recordings, but they would never fully produce the way this one was by Joshua Sherman. And so we took the time, we went up to Mount Vernon, Vermont, to a beautiful, this beautiful studio. He has Old Mill Road Studios up in East Arlington, Vermont.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
Beautiful up there.
Studio is wonderful, state-of-the-art studio. It's located on a river. So this studio is built on a river. So this is the plexiglass overlooks this river that's flowing.
Amazing.
It's a stunning place. So we got up there and we each made a list of songs that we wanted to record someday. And out of the list, three lists of songs are what we finally came up with for the Get Yourself Some Happy album. And Timothy did the arrangements. Joshua also helped with the arrangements. I put my two cents in here and there. And we came up with these wonderful songs that I think, you know, I want to see people in their socks and underwear. Yeah, I want to be that fly on the wall that's watching everybody do the twist in their living room.
You're very welcome, because we've both done that. You know, the world we live in, you just need a happy album sometimes. You just need an album you can just drive to or dance around in your underpants to.
Especially when this one dropped. It was perfect timing. Mm. Absolute perfect timing. It is what we all needed. Now, you also sing. Your genre of music and your voice spans so many different genres that, you know, what is your favorite to sing? Is it Broadway tunes? Because I've also heard you sing some incredible jazz. What is your favorite?
My favorite, it's hard to pick. I mean, I grew up listening to all of it. I grew up listening to Dinah Washington and Johnny Mathis and Barbara Streisand and the Four Tops and the Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. And I grew up listening to show tunes. My mother used to buy me show tune albums.
Oh, I love
when
it.
I was a kid. And I knew every word to Annie Get Your Gun and My Fair Lady, West Side Story. I just, you know, I loved music. And so as a kid, I was encouraged. My mother bought us 45s, if you remember 45s.
Oh, I remember 45s.
I'm far too young.
You're both far too young to remember 45s.
Sadly, not at all. But
you know, don't be sad that you're of a certain age, because it's a blessing to be alive.
It's really a gift.
And I
you
think
you said it. Yeah.
We sometimes beat ourselves up because, you know, we see a wrinkle here, or, you know, the knees hurt because they've been overused, and, you know, got arthritis on the wrist or whatever. We are alive. And
be happy that we wake up every morning.
The last 2 years that we've lost.
Absolutely.
So don't badger yourself for being of a certain age.
Of a certain age.
You mentioned just then that your mum brought you the show tunes albums. Can you remember what your first Broadway show you saw was?
You know, I don't remember, but I think it was a play called The River Niger by Joseph A. Walker. I saw so many shows growing up at Radio City Music Hall. And my mother would take us to puppet shows. And, you know, in New York City at that time, there was a very strong arts education system, so that every child got to learn some form of art. Mm. Every child, you know, was taken to the opera and to the ballet. And so I grew up in New York City when it was a great time to be here, to be a kid who was interested in the arts. So I got to see a lot of stuff. So I don't remember what the first show was that I saw. It might've been The Wiz. I don't remember.
Mm. Now, with all of the different roles that you have played on Broadway, Chicago, mm-hmm. Dreamgirls, Once on This Island, and so many others, is there a bucket list role or a dream role that, you know, you haven't played yet that you're dying to play?
Oh, I would say yes.
Good.
Definitely Mama in A Gypsy.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Yeah, we'd be here for that.
Oh, we would
be here for that. Mama in Gypsy and also MAME. I think that would be so much fun.
And MAME is well overdue a big revival, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Why not me?
Let's start that campaign now, Lilias.
Let's throw this out into the ether.
Why not you?
Sounds good. Maybe we could start it in London.
Absolutely. Oh,
we love us some Jerry over here. We really do. Jerry Holmes show tunes. Absolutely. So you won a Tony for your role in The Life. I want to know where your Tony Award is now.
Oh, it's up there on the shelf. It's up there on the shelf. It's next to some other awards. The Drama Desk Award is up there and the Out of Critics Circle Award and an award that I got from my cousin. That's a star. It says, you are a star.
Oh, is that the most important one of them?
That's the most important one. It's the one I got from my cousin Audrey.
That's so cute.
And also I have an uncle who lives somewhere around London, somewhere around in there. I think he's on the outskirts. His name is Vincent. Uncle Vincent, I'm looking for you. I'm looking for you and I'm hoping that you
come. I hope he comes. Crazy Cox. Cannot wait.
In a nutshell,
you know, I've never been to the Crazy Cox. I have no idea
it's a great room. It really is.
Tell our listeners why they should get themselves along to the Crazy Cox to see your shows.
You should get yourselves along to the Crazy Cox to see Lilias White live and Billy Stritchin live. We're live and in person and you don't know what's going to happen, and so you got to be there. We're going to have so much fun. We're going to laugh, we're going to dance, I'm going to make you sing a little bit, and you're going to leave so happy. You'll be so glad you came.
We will be glad we came, and we are glad that you've spent some time with us this afternoon. Lilias White, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I'm happy to do it. I'm glad that you helped me to wake up a little bit, but I'm going back to bed because I got in the bed, I think about 7:30.
In the morning, that is.
Morning from the flight, because I got off the plane and I wasn't exactly sleepy, but I was winding down. Anyway. I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad you're here.
And we will see you at the Crazy Cox.
Yes.
Lilias White Sings Broadway will be at Crazy Cox from April 14th to the 23rd with a live stream on April 16th. And Hoagy Carmichael and Friends, which will also be with Lilias White, is April 15th to the 22nd with a live stream on April 20th. All concerts will be accompanied by Billy Stritch. For tickets and more information, head over to BrazzeriesAdele.com.
Lorna Dallas brings her latest musical foray, Glamorous Nights and Rainy Days, to London's Crazy Cox opening tonight. We have Lorna with us now, and congratulations on your Bistro Award, Lorna. We are thrilled that you're back on Sunday Show Tunes.
Oh, thank you. It's lovely to be back with the dynamic duo.
I love that you call us that. I really, really do.
All right. Tell us, Lorna, what can the audience expect from your brand new show?
Well, they can expect a brand new show. It will be a journey through times in my life that are important. And I will be premiering 4 new songs that night, songs that have not been heard on this side of the pond that mean a lot to me. And so for any musical theater buffs, they're going to have the mother load on tonight.
I love it.
4 new songs. I'm in awe of how you remember stuff. Maureen and I, we don't remember anything. I mean, no. I walk into a room and forget why I came there.
No. So we're like Dory in Finding Nemo.
That's a good one. I like
it. So I'm guessing one of those new songs is going to be the song that you commissioned from Amanda McBroom and Anne Hampton Calloway.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
I did not commission it. It was commissioned by two lovely ladies that I've gotten to know better during lockdown. I mean, that's one of the pluses of lockdown, I guess, that it did bring us closer to some people that we hadn't had a chance to know better. But Belinda Wright and Laura Scott. And I had related something that an experience that I had of late one night. I was alone and I suddenly felt the reassuring presence of my late husband, Gary. And we had all been without the human touch for a while. Mm. And I felt, and I say I felt, his lips on mine. And I was asleep and I woke up. I wasn't worried or frightened. I was anxious, looking around, where is he? And the room was dark, but there was a warm glow about it. And I looked at the clock and it was 2:47 in the morning. And that was the exact moment that he died in my arms and went to heaven. And
oh my gosh.
He came back to me at a time that I really, really needed him. And I expressed that to several friends. And I had mentioned it to Anne at some point. But Belinda and Laura commissioned the song for me. And Anne has taken the beautiful words that Amanda crafted from what moments that I spoke about exactly word for word part of it, and the rest of it, I elaborated on it. And it is a beautiful song, and it is my song, my story.
What a beautiful story.
I literally have tears in my eyes.
Yeah.
And goosebumps. And I just, what a love story the two of you have.
Well, yes, he was a very unique man and made me feel complete. And everyone who saw us, they always said, you guys were like two peas in a pod and very much together. And we were. He made me very, very happy.
So happy that you have that moment during lockdown, now encapsulated in a beautiful song.
Mm. Well, yes, I'm really, really thrilled with it. And I have to really contain myself when I sing it, because they are my words, my experience.
Mm. And it must be it's such a personal experience to share with an audience.
Well, yes, but it's a beautiful experience in the sense that I would love people to think, when they lose someone, please don't think that you've lost them entirely. They are there. You have to believe that they are with you. And Gary and I often talked about this, that we would always, always be together some way or other. We would always have one another. And I think that at that time, I truly believed that he came back to me. As I say, I wasn't frightened. When I felt that kiss, I was anxious, looking around the room. I wanted to see him.
Yeah, yeah. So, wow. Oh my word!
That's just thank you for sharing that. That's just beautiful.
Well, it's true, and he was beautiful. Thank you. There's going to be a song in that as well.
There is. Now that is just one of the four songs. Do we get a hint about the other songs?
A hint. Well, I used to do a lot of backers auditions for shows in New York. Backers auditions would be what probably are now the workshops of new musicals are.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I did them with the composer and the lyricist. And I did a number of them. And one of the shows was Ambassador, which was done here on the London stage by Howard Keel and Danielle Derrier. Mm-hmm. And I did all those backers auditions. And people may think that I came here to do Showboat, but alas, I was in London before that doing the backers auditions for Ambassador. And we raised a lot of money and the show did go on. It went on in London and in New York, and I was to have done the show, but I got Showboat in the meantime. So I was not able to do the show either in London or New York. So I will be premiering a song from that no one has heard, plus another musical that Don and Hal wrote. And it has not been done in 50 years.
Wow. How exciting.
So that, and yes, some other thing, plus the song In My Dreams. So it, yeah. So that's a hint.
It's a hint. Just a little hint.
So in addition to your gigs at Crazy Cox, you've also re-released one of your albums on CD. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, I'm really thrilled. I recorded the album many moons ago in 1987 with a large orchestra. And it was show tunes, wonderful songs. And because of the length of playing that could be on an album at that time, I'd recorded so many tracks and we could only use 16 of them. And I had like 4 or 5 additional tracks that I recorded that weren't released at that time. And Tim Hutton of Stage Door Records approached me and he said, would I be interested in releasing the album as a CD now? And I said, yes, I would really. And we found all the tapes and these bonus tracks, which I'm really thrilled about. There's Moonfall from Edwin Drood.
Oh, nice.
Simple from Nine, a song written for me, Paint My Life by Ronnie Cass, and lyrics by a blind artist. And then really an epic Yentl suite. 2 minutes and 15 seconds of...
And 15 seconds.
I love it.
And it is epic. And man who advised on the album at the time said, no, you can't put that on the album. It will never get airplays and all that. So that's why Yentl didn't go out at that time. Now I'm thrilled that it's out because I love the recording.
It's so exciting. Tell us, what's the significance of the title, Rainbows?
Well, Rainbows, there's a song on it. It's an arrangement by Ronnie Cass of combining I'm Always Chasing Rainbows and Over the Rainbow. And it was orchestrated by the divine Robert Farnon, who did recordings with Frank Sinatra here and all. And it is a beautiful arrangement. And I just kept thinking, well, Rainbows is like, I thought that, yes, rainbows, I want people to see rainbows. And if they can hear rainbows in this recording and it brings a smile to them, wonderful. Mm. And that sort of kicked off my thinking on that. So,
That's lovely. Your career has spanned many decades and genres. And you have been in, you know, Broadway and the West End. And you've also done cabarets, you know. Is there one that you prefer to perform? You know, they're very different, being in a cabaret and being in a musical. Do you have a preference?
Well, it's like when people ask me, well, where do you like to be? And I said, where I am at the moment.
There you go. Good answer.
Yes. And I have to say cabaret is wonderful. I love the way that I can express myself. I'm not hiding behind a character that I would on stage in a musical. I'm able to express my thoughts and my feelings and using the songs that I would love to sing in theater, maybe have sung or want to sing or could sing.
Right.
So it's my way of being me and opening up myself. And it's just a great, great release. And I love it. And I love, as I say, I love to take people on my journey in a show. Mm-hmm. I'm not just standing there saying, well, one of my favorite songs I'd like to sing. I can't do that. I have a whole through line for my shows. And it's with my director, Barry Kleinbort in the States, and musical director, Chris Denny.
He's fantastic.
Oh, Barry.
Barry is fantastic.
I adore that man. He has opened up so much inside me, and he's like the brother I never had. And he and Chris together, they're just wonderful and creatively so. And they challenge and inspire me. Mm. And that's what I love. And And as I say, the shows are a journey. I want to take the audience on a journey. And I hope at the end of it, they feel like they have gone on this journey with me and found something new in their hearts or in their thoughts or whatever.
Well, speaking from personal experience, Maureen and I have been lucky enough to see you in Cabaret, and it's quite a magical evening. You are excellent Cabaret. Not everyone manages it, but you just excel at Cabaret. So I am very glad it is your favorite thing to do. And long may it continue. Lorna, we are so sadly out of time, but it's always a joy having you on Sunday Show Tunes. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Hope to see you at the show.
Lorna Dallas will be performing at Crazy Cox tonight and April 5th. For tickets and more information, head over to the website brasseriesadele.com.
Well, that's it for this episode. We'd like to say a huge thank you to Lilias White and Lorna Dallas for joining us.
If you've enjoyed listening, don't forget to subscribe on your favorite listening platform.
I'm Paul.
And I'm Maureen.
And you've been listening to the Sunday Show Tunes podcast.
Thanks for joining us. Bye.
Bye.